This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
This is really important information. You know the old wives' tales about silver bullets for werewolves, but in reality, the elite ate off silver plates because they knew it was associated with being more healthy. They put silver dollars in big things of buttermilk or milk that wanted to last longer back in frontier days because of its known antibiotic use. But then I set out to get the very best healthy types of good silver in our immune gargle mouthwashes, in our other systems like the mouthwash. And so that's what we've done here with the Super Blue products at InfoWarsLife.com. I wanted to get Dr. Keith Moeller on because, let me explain something. Like you said, they sell the stuff that's in all the hospitals, which is, I guess, they want it even stronger. But he's saying that over-the-counter stuff is just as good or better. And it's, what, 24, they're 30-something. And it's Super Silver. We're able to discount it because we private label it, InfoWarsStore.com. It's been FDA approved to be over-the-counter. And so that's a big deal, and it's key in this arsenal. So in the time we have left, I want to thank you for coming on, Doctor, and just get more into why this is so important. As it says, it kills outdoor and odor-causing bacteria and yeast. It goes after molds. I mean, it goes after a whole bunch of stuff. And you're saying there's no reviews yet because we just started selling it. But well, that's a five-pack. Let's show the single pack. I think there should be some reviews for that now. When you're sitting there looking at all of this, yeah, there it is, 92% reviews, full reviews. We just started selling it about a month ago. When you look at this, I mean, is this mainly something you put on your hands before you go out as a shield? Or is this something you can put on once you have the scratch or whatever?
What you have is you have one of the only products in the U.S. that can, like, make a direct claim on mitigation of a sunburn. You can put it on a bug bite, and it'll stop the itch in about probably 3 or 4 minutes. You can put it on things like cuts. You can put it on any type of burn. I had a little girl that was 2 years old that put her hand on a stove. And she had a severe burn on her hand, a second-degree burn. The whole hand blistered. And we donated products to the parents so that they could just use it because they didn't have what they needed at that time. Anyway, so I sent them the stuff. And in 28 days, instead of having skin grafts and all the stuff, we were able to help this little girl regrow all the tissue. And it wasn't the shiny, striated scar tissue. It was nice, pink tissue. And I thought, man, what a blessing to have something that you have in your house right now you can use. You don't have to go to the doctor to get this. But for all the stuff that happens, I mean, crap happens. You're going to get scraped. You're going to get caught.
Let me ask you two quick questions. I want to have you back for a full 30 minutes soon. I appreciate you coming on. Why were hospitals and medical system putting their noses up 20 years ago at silver? Now it's all the rage. They admit it's the best thing ever. A, why is that happening? And then B, why are we seeing bacteria getting more virulent? Is it the overuse of antibiotics?
Yeah, so hospitals last year had 94,000 life-threatening infections that were caused in the hospitals, and they had no antibiotics that would work against them. That's why they're going back to the silver products, because our silver is proven to kill those. I mean, the two most heinous bugs are methicillin-resistant staph and one called VRE. And VRE is vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus faecalis. Nobody wants to say it, but it will kill you. And so the cool part is this gel kills it in minutes. So you don't have to worry about your kid getting an amputation on a wound, or you don't have to have, a funeral for somebody you love.
And the bottom line is, you guys did years and years and years and years and years and years and years of dozens of peer-reviewed studies, and you finally found out the perfect silver, the most effective, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and you help save the country and defeat the globalists. A 360 win. Everybody needs this in their arsenal. Everybody needs this for their children. Everybody needs this for themselves, especially if you work in a hospital, wherever. Super silver. Wound dressing gel at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Keith Muller, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Great job.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We've got it, guys.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, the economy's coming back at a roaring 4.6 rate. Stock market's breaking all-time highs because America's open for business again. Pedo Pope set to resign. The globalists are trying to steal the midterms, and they're censoring conservatives across the board. I'm right again. I was the first domino. Wasn't hard to figure that out, folks. That's what's frustrating. This is outrageously criminal. The president's saying he's about to act. He's taking some action. We need maximum pressure on Congress, maximum pressure on the White House, maximum pressure. Forget big tech. They think you're done. They're committed to stealing this election. They're going to have to be dealt with politically. I've got to add that at the end of everything. Or they say, I mean, violence. It's unbelievable. They're such liars. Let's go ahead and go to Greg in Utah, then we'll go to Nick in Florida and others. Greg, thanks for holding it on the air.
Mr. Alex Jones, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm living in the middle of history. I'm not really worried about myself now. I'm worried about the whole country. I mean, I knew they'd start censoring, but almost all conservatives are either banned or shadow banned now. This is unbelievable.
Well, we got bigger problems on our hands. Jerome Corsi was doxxed last night.
And for folks that don't know what dox means, I guess let's get him on. You mean somebody gave out his address?
Yes, his whole address, his phone number, everything.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff going on.
Yeah, I know, and I know who did it. And not only that, but I did a whole entire report on Robert Mueller under Operation Exposure.
Well, you're being a little bit cryptic here. It said you called in about Dorsey and Twitter. You want to get into that?
I said Jerome Corsi. I apologize.
It's all right. We don't take a lot of calls anymore. We're trying to get back into it. It's going to take everybody working together. I appreciate your call, Greg. You know, I remember I used to take calls, and my callers were on topic. They had points to make. And I'm not mad. It's just these are just kind of like, phew. Now, if I say one subject, and I say military, they're all great callers. Or, you know, whatever. But this is great today, but it's a little bit of a train wreck. Nick in Florida. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right. Well, contact that caller. This is just the way my phone system works. Thank you, Nick. We'll say bye-bye to you now. Okay, let's go to another caller here. I'm just going to go at the top here. Okay? We're not taking Nick now. Nick's gone. In a minute or two, I'm going to go to Jacob. Okay? Let's flush all the calls. Kill the phone lines. Kill them. We're going to kill the lines. Just kill the lines. Because I'm not mad at anybody, but this is getting weird, man. It's like sometimes the calls are the very best in the universe on this show, and then other times it's like their name's wrong, the subject's not clear, the phones don't sound good, they're not, You know, it's like they're having a private conversation with me, and I've got to figure out myself what they're talking about. There's total censorship coming down. World government, they're trying to implode the economy. All this stuff's happening. I love all of you to death. I'm asking, what do you think is going to happen in the next 71 days? You think they're going to stage a false flag? They're certainly hyping that we're all calling for violence when we're not. You know, what do you think of Grassley? Very respected, and other big Republicans saying that Trump should remove Sessions. Where do you think all this is going? Here's the toll-free number. If you can call back in, that's great. But so I know you're reset, and I know you're there, and I know you're ready to talk. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. On that big raft of topics, that's a lot of topics. And I want to think, you know, that you've got something you want to say about those things. The calls I can't take are, and I'm not mad at anybody, is this happened to somebody. I know who did it. And then you just kind of pause. And I'm just like, and that's what goes on. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just like, there's so much going on. What are we going to do about the Democrats censoring everybody? What are we going to do about them totally shutting down freedom on the internet and moving to China and Apple and Google helping round up political dissidents? That's outrageous. What are we going to do about top Democrats everywhere saying they're going to censor everybody's free speech now and shut down talk radio? It's all being announced. I mean, it just absolutely panics me that this is going on. And that, here's the subject. Listeners, what should we do about the internet censorship and big tech? What should President Trump do? You know, I've sent off antitrust letters. I've sent off all sorts of stuff. I got law firms ready to file lawsuits for free. But I realize that'll take time. It needs to be the president with executive orders and action and calling these groups out. And Congress has to show and act like they know what's going on. The Democrats know America's awake. The deep state knows they've committed all these crimes. They want to bring in an authoritarianism. It's here. It's do or die for the country. We've got a real president that means well and is really trying to actually restart the economy. He's betting on you. He believes that if he restarts the economy, anyways, getting back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have to get out of the trance. Most people are in a trance, watching TV on their smartphones all day. Most people are real passive. They barely can talk. And we've gotten in this mode now where people need to wake up. You know why I've been taking off all these platforms? Because I'm saying wake up. And they wanted to take me off first so people would just think, oh, it's just Alex Jones. So let's take a phone call. I'm going to take a phone call from a man named Chris. I'm going to go to Chris right now. Chris, where are you calling from, and what do you want to talk about?
Am I on?
God almighty, you are, brother. Your name is Chris.
Sorry,
where are you calling from? Jesus!
I'm calling from Washington, brother.
Please, just one caller, one time.
Okay, so internet censorship, please. Don't get upset with me.
Go ahead. No, I love you. Just please, go ahead.
Okay. So censorship. I've been getting censored. You've been getting censored. Everybody's been getting censored horribly. I went down to Maria Cantwell, where Cory Booker's event was at last night here in Tacoma, and I thought for sure it was going to censor me from going live, but they definitely censored me from going into the event after I paid for a ticket and everything, and I did live stream when I got kicked out. But, it was ridiculous. I don't know how they basically doxed me or if they looked on social media and seen that I said I was going to go to that. I definitely got kicked out.
Well, it's so awesome to hear your clean phone, and you have a great point to make. And I apologize. I've just been getting irritated with this phone system or the 20-second lag time it's got or whatever. I'm going to get an old-fashioned phone system for myself in here where I'll see the calls, and then I can take them because I know it's this digital thing, and I don't like it. That's why I don't take calls. It drives me crazy. I mean, I used to be good at taking calls decades ago when I had my own phone system to do it myself, and I love the crew. I just don't know what's going on. I can't handle it. It's torture for me to do this because I don't know when there's going to be a caller there. I don't know if they're going to hear me. It's almost always a train wreck, and it's horrible because the callers are such a good part of the show, you know? They're such an important part. But you're absolutely right, sir. They take everybody and run you through a database with data mining off your name when you go to Democrat events to make sure they rig those town halls. They wouldn't let the conservative kids in after Parkland. They gave everybody else questions that they were supposed to ask. So what was it like for you to see that? Well, at least you went out there and stood up and live streamed and you got the truth out. Tell us what happened.
So I got there, they checked my bag, and I had, I had like a selfie stick in there and a little tripod, just a little mini table one. And, I was just going to catch some of the footage and try and find a good time to say something. You know, I eventually obviously was going to get kicked out anyways. I mean, that was probably ultimately not the point, but I knew it had happened because I was going to, say something, not anything too crazy. But the bottom line is, you got Cory Booker, race baiter there, and Maria Cantwell, who a lot of people may not have heard of much, but so they checked the bag before I went upstairs, and no big deal. And then I went up there and I found out I need to get in line to register or whatever. So I went over there and stood in this big old long line, and then I had to move down to another one after I went through that line to a guy that had a computer, and he had to look at my ticket because I literally bought it like 2 hours earlier. I was like, okay, I got to buy a ticket. I got to be able to go in, And after he looked me up on that and handed me my table assignment, and I had a little card in my hand that said table 50. As soon as I turned around, they were like, sir, what'd you do with your bag? I'm like, okay, I set it down in the ballroom there or whatnot. And so we went in there and got, get your bag, sir. So I went and got my bag, and I'm following him. While I'm following him, I'm lagging behind, and I got two beers in one arm that I just bought.
All right. Yeah.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Alex Jones Show.
All right, your phone calls are coming up next segment. And if I blew up earlier, it's not the callers. I'm going to be honest. I'm really stressed out. Not about them censoring me and all the lies. It's that the country is in deep trouble. It's coming back from the dead, but they're trying to throw the president out. They're preparing false flags. Trump's got to move against Sessions. You've got this evil pope that Leo Zagami predicted 5 years before he was pope, would be pope, that used pedophilia to blackmail him in. I've been to Rome, met with Zagami. Zagami has been up, you know, working at the highest levels with Berlusconi and others, and he's really the preeminent expert on this. And the word is, they're saying he may resign any time. He's tried the consolidation of the Catholic Church. He's tried to kick the real Christians and Catholics out. I'm not here to demonize the Catholic Church. It's done a lot of, you know, good things and pro-life, you know, pro-family and things. But this new guy is a globalist pope. And so with all the pedophilia that's come out, with all these top people covering it up, I want to talk about what Leo Zagami, joining us from Rome, thinks is about to be breaking next and happening next. Because nobody's got their pulse on it like Leo Zagami. Leo Zagami, thanks for coming on.
Hello, Alex. It's good to be back with you, even if in this age of censorship that is clearly manifesting, because they want to shut us down and they don't want us to talk about these things. And one of the main topics, of course, of the moment is Pope Francis and the fact that he knew all along his papacy about Cardinal McCarrick and about many other scandals, but especially the fact that he's now being accused by Vigano, who is a top Vatican figure, who was at the highest levels of the Vatican, and who was also the ambassador for the Vatican in Washington for a long time. It's an unprecedented thing that might push really the Pope this time to resign. And we here at InfoWars, as you know, Alex, were the first ones to talk about resignation of the Pope. And now there is also another situation that is unfolding, because they are trying, with pushing pressure, both on Donald J. Trump on your side of the ocean and on Salvini, our interior minister, with this new affair of this ship, the Diciotti ship, with these immigrants, that finally yesterday the Vatican basically forced the Italian government to accept. In exchange, they picked up 100 of these immigrants. There were 177 on this ship, illegal immigrants, of course, that are now being taken care by the Pope himself in a place called Rocca di Papa here near Rome. He took 100 of these refugees, because of course he wants to make the part of the good person against the interior minister Salvini, who is instead being indicted, actually. He's being accused of keeping hostage on the ship these immigrants. So now the Pope is coming back from Ireland, where he attended his world meeting of families, where he just spent all his time apologizing on the scandals of pedophilia. And after this pedophilia scandal, also that came out with the grand jury of Pennsylvania with this report, which is also totally unprecedented, because we have details about things that are truly shocking about what the clergy did and did not. But Vigano, this figure who is a top figure in the Vatican, who is accusing the Pope, he said that even Donald Wurl and others in the U.S. Catholic Church knew all along that McCarrick was a pedophile. And actually, Pope Ratzinger himself has already denounced him because and had limited, before the arrival of Pope Francis, Cardinal McCarrick, and limited even the places where he could go. He couldn't actually go out of his seminary. So when Pope Francis arrived instead, they reinstalled McCarrick.
Let's be clear, the previous Pope had him on house arrest, but then the new Pope comes in and erases all this. His deputy's been busted. Is in a secret trial over hundreds of traffic boys. Let's get to the bottom line. Do you think the Pope is about to resign, A, and B, explain to people how these pedophile networks work? Because if you're talking 301 priests in Pennsylvania, that's most of the priests, admitting they were raping little kids. I mean, that means chances are, if you're looking at five Catholic priests, two or three of them are pedophiles now. And again, it's other major institutions. It's public schools. It's colleges. It's Protestant groups. It's the liberals, the left. If I criticize the LGBTP community, I had the pedophile thing on the end because now NAMBLA is part of that and they promote it. I'm now anti-gay if I say don't have access to kids, don't sexualize kids. I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual. Don't go into schools and talk about sex with kids when they're 5 years old. I mean, clearly, there's an obsession in this global cult with children. Who runs it? Who is it? Because it's all being exposed.
The Vatican has definitely been at the highest level of this global pedophile network that now Donald J. Trump is really busting and fighting in an unprecedented way. So we are happy what is going on, because Trump is forcing the Catholic Church in a corner now, and the Pope might even resign. But at the moment, Raymond Burke is very close to Vigano. And both of them, as you know, Cardinal Burke, Raymond Burke, is also very close to Donald J. Trump. So there is a direct involvement here of Trump in this Vatican affair, because...
Let's be clear. Clearly, this is a sign of a deep state war, that from Brazil to the U.S. to Italy to Australia, they're busting these people. And we said that would happen. That's what my sources said. Trump and others, also patriots in Europe, are moving against this network.
Well, yeah, sure, they are moving against this network. We have even nuns now that got arrested. Even a 93-year-old nun in Scotland is investigated because of molesting children and making them eat their own vomit and participating to satanic rituals with nuns. And this is happening in Scotland just now. So it's not only happening with priests or with cardinals or bishops, it's happening also with nuns. So the Catholic Church is definitely has a problem, because it's at the top of this hierarchy of pedophiles. Of course, we have also Anglicans, we have various Protestant churches involved, but the fact is that on top of this pedophile network, we have, of course, the royal families, the elite of the world.
I wanted to go next, because I'm not giving the Catholic Church a pass. As you said, they're at the top of it. It's just that we can't limit it to that. It's this giant subterranean thing that's now being pushed, and I've studied it. It's a form of psychic vampirism, where, as you know, it's not just sex with them. Sometimes they kill the children, eat the pituitary, drink the blood after they've been terrified. It goes back to the old Middle Ages and the black magic rituals, the things that were done that we know of. This is really going on.
Yes, and I mean, now it's coming out, because also in the grand jury report that was published in Pennsylvania, it's all over the place, the satanic practices of this priest. I mean, to sodomize a child made to kneel down with a 7-inch crucifix, or acting satanic rituals around him where they exchange this child amongst priests. I mean, this is a sick and deviant church. It's actually a satanic church. And so we need...
Let's come back and do five more minutes, and I promise the calls. But this is the key. Hiding in plain view in the Pennsylvania papers and the indictment is, and then they'd make them read out of the Bible while they had sex with them. Then they do this with crosses. Then they do that with blood. They're doing satanic rituals in pentagrams in the church. This is what Satanists do. It's called blasphemy. And the Satanists have taken over the Catholic Church. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Never.
before we go back to Leo Zagami and then take your phone calls, and I appreciate everybody calling in. I grew up reading a lot of history books. This is my parents were into history. My mom had a degree in history, and they didn't let us have a lot of television. And I learned about how ancient cultures operated, and that every ancient culture had child sacrifice at one time or another during their decline periods. And then, as we're getting into politics like 26 years ago, a couple of years before I got on air, I would talk to people that have been in military intelligence and wealthy people and you name it, and they'd say, no, 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 at the top, it's all a cult. And I'm like, you know, that's funny. When I went to a few years of high school in Dallas, then I came down here, didn't see any occult stuff. But in Dallas, we lived in the richest county in Texas, and, you know, we were poor folks compared to the billionaires that lived out there. And, man, you'd scratch the paint on something, it'd be a satanic operation or Luciferian, sex cult, you name it. And I was never involved in it, but I certainly ran into it. And I certainly saw stuff you'd only think you'd see in movies. People out in the middle of a field at night, you know, in black robes, you know, having sex with a woman up on an altar. I mean, I've seen stuff like that with these two eyeballs, okay? And that's what goes on. And if you look at the Catholic Church and all this, it's been, whenever it happened, totally taken over by this. And it's a fact, and it's back, and they use it for control. It's the currency of the realm. And if you read what went on at Penn State, and with the priests, and not just the college, they had houses where they took disadvantaged children that had already been raped before, and then they would take them for celebrities to come visit with them and help them with their problem. And the truth was, they were just child sex slaves. And that's all come out. And I mean, and that's why I said Mueller covered up for Jeffrey Epstein on Elite Express, hundreds of flights with politicians and people on it, everybody from Kevin Spacey to, you know, folks like the monster Harvey Weinstein, with underage boys, girls, you name it. And that's what they do. Bill Clinton, 26 flights we know of. Secret Service says it's over the top bad. And the average person goes, that can't be real. That's because you're not demon-possessed or whatever it is. Whatever's in these people wants to hurt innocence. They are sucking energy. They believe defiling the child, taking their innocence, doing this to them, they give energy, and they're sucking energy. It's a form of vampirism. Now, whether you believe that or not, when it gets to the British royal family level, and this is documented, they kill kids and eat their pituitaries. The Queen of England and her mother get whole, before she died, whole blood transfusions from children. That's in the news. They say, oh, certain families volunteer their kids to give the blood for the Queen Mother. And then you can't make it up. They're the House of Dracula. Prince Charles has moved back there half the year. They're the direct bloodline of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They're not even German royalty. So, finishing up, Leo, I appreciate you coming on. You talk about this. We're not just being sensational. And this is what they don't want us talking about on air. This is one of the things I've been told. Not just the pedophilia, but what's below that is the torture and the killing of children. We know they've caught them all over Europe. The judges, the politicians, they have found whole torture dungeons with a bunch of dead babies, toddlers in cages. And it all just gets quieted down. And finally, there's a move in the world against this. And when you see CNN and others make fun of me and say Jones claims there's pedophile rings when they're being busted, think about it. They're defending that. These people will do anything. And I'll tell you right now, when you look at these people, don't put anybody on screen. Let people figure it out themselves. When you look at a lot of people, especially CNN or MSNBC, and these people are in the cult, like James Gunn, in the cult, folks. And again, a lot of them are just procurers. A lot of them are just aware of it. A lot of them are around while it's going on. And they celebrate the upper caste, the vampires, the Draculas. The Renfields celebrate Dracula. And that's, I give the analogy of that because that's what Bram Stoker was giving the allegory of. 5 minutes left. I really appreciate your work, Leo Zagami. We'll put your website up on screen. Tell people about your books. That's leozagami.com. But just, I mean, am I accurate in this? Because you've been in the P2 Lodge. You've been in the secret societies. You know, you've been in it all over there. I've been in the Vatican with you. Obviously, I mean, you've been an insider and you've gone public against it as a Christian. But at the end of the day, is not the world cult a group of spiritual vampires?
Absolutely, spiritual and energetic vampires. We really need Alex to support Archbishop Carlo Maria Viganò, who has made this bold move with this 11-page statement to ask the resignation of Pope Francis. We really need to support him because behind him, of course, there is also Trump, but there is also all those Catholics that are fed up with a religion which is being disfigured, manipulated by Pope Francis, and that is evidently and obviously corrupted by pedophilia left, right, and center, and Pope Francis knew it. Now, it's the first time, Alex, that the Pope got actually cornered, and on the plane coming back from Dublin, he said, well, I have read the accusations of Carlo Maria Viganò, you make your own decisions about it. I will not say anything more. Now, this is a very unusual statement. He was actually admitting that the accusation is true, but then he invited the journalists to make their own decision. Well, everybody here in Italy and around the world is demanding for the Pope's resignation, and this time it's because of a direct involvement with a cover-up of a case of pedophilia. So, I mean, we can't make this up. This is truth. And, of course, they wanted us off the major social networks. They wanted us censored before all this was coming out into light. And that's why they want to get Donald J. Trump out of the way, and they want to impeach him with all this rubbish and Mueller and all this investigation. This is the point of it all, is that the Jesuits have always commanded in the United States of America. And if now, for example, only in one state, in Minnesota, in St. Louis, I really can't say more, Alex. I'm just so disappointed that the major media are not now are siding against Carlo Maria Viganò. They are saying that this guy is not serious. Here in Italy, they are saying, of course, they are downplaying the accusation. So we need instead to say Archbishop Carlo Maria Viganò is a hero because he's the first.
Okay, let's be clear. They're criticizing in the media bishops and people that say, no, the pedophilia is real. It needs to stop. So that shows you who's on what side.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, this is also a case, is the beginning that could become also impossible for the Catholic Church to manage future payments all across the United States of America. Because if they start giving 500 million here, 500 million in another state, and a billion here and a billion there, in the end, the Catholic Church will have to sell all their belongings, everything they have in the United States, and close down the whole thing. I mean, this is the level that we are living.
But they can't help it because these psychic energetic vampires, they must feed. And what percentage would you say of the hierarchy of the church are actually raping children?
I think that 70%, children. Then, of course, you have a lot of homosexuals that are not necessarily pedophiles. But I think that we are well over 50%.
Sure, they use that as the first level of compromise. That's why I'm not against anybody that's gay or whatever. But then the LGBTP community, for pedophile community, and I'm not saying the whole LGBT is like that, but now the ones that attack me when I talk about pedophilia, say, you're being anti-gay because they're sexualizing kids. I'm like, whoa, this is all going to come out. So, you know, it's amazing to see how if you stand up against pedophilia, you get the LGBT community coming after you and lying about you, and it's very upsetting.
Well, we can see that James Martin, this Jesuit who is a prominent also defender of the LGBT community, was authorized to talk in Ireland for the World Meeting of Families. So, I mean, this today, Alex.
Oh, absolutely. And these people just procuring children for rape as young as 2 years of age. Thank you, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. We'll talk to you again soon as this unfolds. Phone calls 3 minutes away. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans.
so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This weekend when I was watching one of the clips of Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone last week in the War Room that I'd missed, something that the White House had put out that was very, very touching. And the name of the video is at whitehouse.gov, but the name is that I got separated from my family forever. And that's because you've got Pocahontas and you've got the talk show host on MSNBC and CNN saying, big deal. You got this woman killed by an illegal alien, or this lady shot in the back, or this woman kidnapped, or, you know, there's a lot of crime coming up out of Latin America and other parts of the world. A lot of people fleeing justice. You know, the real problem's kids being separated from their parents, something that started decades ago. Most of these kids show up unaccountable without adults. You don't just throw them in general population. In fact, it was actually the ACLU 20 years ago that got it where they started splitting them up because some of the kids were being sexually abused. But the media knows how to lie, and they know how to manipulate it. And still, people walk to me on the street, and they go, how dare you? I'm always fumbling for my phone to shoot video, and they're like, I'm like, what have I done wrong? They go, well, you're mean to Sandy Hook, and you're mean to the kids at the border. And just none of it's true. And so they just come back with that like that's what they're for. But the Democrats want to be able to abort you before you get born. Then once you get born, they want you on as much Prozac and Ritalin and aspartame and GMO and MSG and fluoride as they can. And it's just a sick, 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 sick group of people. So here's that piece that the White House put out I thought was important to play. Here it is.
We were permanently separated, not just for a week or a month.
I was at home when I got the phone call from the hospital.
He was hit head-on by a repeat illegal alien criminal.
Known gang member came in the back and he fired the gun and struck my son in the arm.
Trying to get away, he drove over my son's body. He backed up, driving over him a second time.
Rear-ended is estimated 62 miles an hour.
He strangled him and let him go to see if he was breathing. Strangled him over and over and over until death. And he dragged Matthew a quarter of a mile to his death.
He rear-ended her, killing her.
He went to a field and put Josh out and the gasoline one and lit him on fire.
Previously deported about a year and a half to 2 years before.
This man wasn't supposed to be here.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation.
My separation is permanent.
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 Our separation is permanent.
And it's great to see something like that put up by the White House personalizing what's happening, because the idea that citizens can get killed, tortured, murdered, and that's okay, and that MS-13 does satanic rituals, look it up, they call it gang rituals, where they torture little girls and little boys to get power from Diablo, El Diablo. And then Nancy Pelosi says they're God's children and all this insanity. You feel that the devil is helping you, MS-13, when you do these bad, horrible things. It's an energy. It's a vampirism. And we have legends for what's happened in every culture. The Greeks thought there were vampires. The Japanese thought there were vampires. The ancient African cultures. The Greeks would have hunting once a year in the hillsides and things, quote, to kill vampires. Every culture thought, because there were crazy people that wanted to kidnap and murder people and drink their blood statistically in a certain percentage of the population. Well, now they just get in control. And if you look at Jeffrey Dahmer or any of these guys, they tell you they were doing it for the devil. Charlie Manson. But then the news never picks that up. And I just keep going back to what we're fighting here. I said I'd take calls. We've had a phone system issue. But I'm going to get back into calls. I used to take calls, used to love calls. When I say first-time callers, I go to callers quickly. We have great calls. When I just kind of get the number out, make you sit there an hour. Folks are away from the phone or whatever, and it's just not good. But I really do want to open the phones up tomorrow at the start of the broadcast, specifically for first-time callers on what do you think 70 days out tomorrow is going to happen in the midterms? Do you have the concern in your gut that I do? Are you upset like I am? Because all the reason I'm upset on air is I've been working 7 days a week, and I'm not mad that we're being deplatformed. I'm mad that they've deplatformed everybody basically now with shadow bans, and it's not a bigger deal. And then conservative sites go, is Trump right that millions are being censored? I mean, get with the program, man. God almighty. I mean, you talk about ne'er-do-well scum over at BuzzFeed that teach people that milk is racist because it's white. And just all the crap these people pull, we shouldn't be ruled by this trash. At the New York Times and CNN, that has a will to try to dominate and run our lives. There's a clip right here I want to play. Roger Stone, Trump has to make his move. And I think that's what this all comes down to, is that Trump has to make his move. Because they're going to make their move on him in America. And he's got all the cards right now. But in 70 days, he won't have all the cards if they steal that midterm. And all intents and purposes, they're going to try it. So far too many conservatives and patriots are in a coma right now because they think, oh, Trump got in and the economy's better. And I get Trump wanted to get the economy better to show that he's a faithful president, to show that the suppression of the economy was artificial. But this is the real war. And think how far we've come. We've gotten the president to talk about it, take action against Facebook with the Unfair Housing Act. But that's not enough. This is a clear and present danger. Hyping up that we're going to be violent to the media and lying about it, that means they're going to do it. And so I'm asking you, what do you think we should do? Are you watching your area? Are you focused? Here's a key clip from Roger Stone boiling it down yesterday.
Even prior to the appointment of Mueller by Rod Rosenstein in this matter, the acting attorney general, he and then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus put a piece of paper in front of the president for his signature, telling him it was a housekeeping matter which changed the line of succession, the transfer of power at the Justice Department under this president. So after Attorney General Sessions, power then flows to Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Then instead of flowing to the Solicitor General, who has always been third in command under previous administrations, it goes to a U.S. attorney in Texas, then a U.S. attorney in D.C., and then a U.S. attorney in North Carolina. Now, not surprisingly, those three individuals are reliable deep state Bush Republicans. So the president may, to clean house in his own Justice Department and to get control of this rogue investigation, which is most interested in the activities of Mr. Cohen, but has no interest in the activities of Hillary Clinton laundering money through a law firm to pay for the fake dossier that is then used as the illegitimate basis for surveillance of the Trump campaign, the president may have to fire four deep into his Justice Department.
Trump has everybody's support now. He must move decisively now.
I could not agree more because they are moving on his family. The president needs now to nationalize this question. He should fire Mr. Sessions. He should fire Mr. Rosenstein. He should fire as far deep as he needs to get an attorney general who is both loyal and committed to the rule of law. He then needs to discharge Mr. Mueller because his investigation has been entirely biased and one-sided. He doesn't want to look into the massive corruption of either Obama and Hillary or their abuse of the process or their unconstitutional
or his own uranium tarmac meetings.
Well, he's covering up his own crimes in numerous areas. The deep state is making their move. The surging economy bothers them because they know as the economy gets stronger, it will be much tougher to remove the president.
People get it. And I think that's why the Democrats are so panicked and are going to try to steal this election is because they know that the realignment has happened, my friend. The realignment has happened and they are totally panicked.
The Democrats don't really want to run on impeachment because their own polling shows it's a loser.
But they're planning to put enough criminal pressure on Trump's family and associates to push the 25th Amendment. That is the plan announced last Friday on Bill Maher with the traitor Brennan. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Ali Alexander always on fire, then the War Room and so much more. Whatever you do, realize we're trying as hard as we can, and we've got a fighting chance to turn this around, but we've got to keep our heads in the game. Thank you all for what you do. Thank you all for your...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.